Right. Hi, everyone. And I am Dario. Thanks for staying until now, until the very last session of the day, at least in this dev room, and coming, seeing this talk about maximizing the performance of virtual machine, or rather of workloads running inside virtual machines, which oftentimes is simplified as, I mean, I do the vCPU pinning and then I'm done. I'm not high. Well, it's not false. That's the bulk of it, actually, but there are a couple of more things, at least in my opinion. And let's start having a very quick look at this class of processors, of CPUs, which are the CPUs from AMD, the so-called EPYC or EPYC 2, because it's the second generation of this architecture family, 7002 series, which are multi-chip modules composed of 9 dies. That's how they call it, these things. One of these dies is dedicated to I/O and off-chip communications. In every socket, I mean, there are 9 of these dies in every socket, and one is dedicated to I/O, it's the I/O die, and the other 8 ones are the actual compute dies. Then there is the concept of core complex, CCX, which is basically a set, a combination of 4 cores, which also means 8 threads, because these processors have hyper-threading. And we will look into this a little bit in more detail later. Each core complex has its own L1 to L3 cache hierarchy. But yeah, we will see about this later. Let's also introduce the concept of core complex die, or CCD,